Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Training wheels are coming off. We're going out of beta into operational. And so you can just wait and see if I'm right again this time, or you can go read what they're doing and what they're saying. Look at this headline from Zero Hedge. And it directly links to a Pentagon paper that is official U.S. government policy and also official NATO policy. This has been adopted as a sixth sphere of warfare. Hacking your brain is what they call it. And they call it full spectrum dominance. They also call it propaganda and mind control on a mass scale. Cognitive warfare. A battle for the brain. This is an actual government document. This is all being externalized now because this is 25, 30 years old. This has been implemented a long time ago under George Herbert Walker Bush and then the Clintons. And now it's fully operational right now. They're out of beta. The brain will be the battlefield of the 21st century. Talk about war on for your mind.
Battles are increasingly being fought without bullets, but instead ideas. War is now entering a new frontier, the mind. Cognitive warfare is a new type of warfare, defined as the weaponization of public opinion by an external entity for the purpose of influencing and or destabilizing a nation. We can visualize these attacks as a matrix, spanning the few and the many, and influencing thought and action. The targets of cognitive warfare attacks may range from whole populations to individual leaders across communities and organizations. These attacks seek to change or reinforce thoughts, influencing or confirming how people think, and then affect real-world action, as we've seen attacks on the mind instigate physical conflict and impact elections.
We all know what physical security is. It's protecting ourselves physically. Cognitive security is how do you actually protect our minds. So cognitive insecurity is basically when there are flaws in our own cognitive security. So it typically exists due to carelessness, just not even caring. Could be also that someone's naive, they're innocent. It could be that they have a target identity weakness, which basically means that they're so loyal to one identity that they become blind to the flaws.
Information warfare is not new. Military deception, psychological operations generate the non-kinetic effects that generate an influence have been around since biblical times. What's new, of course, is the conduct of these activities in cyberspace. And because of our increasing interconnectedness, our increasing reliance on digital information and electronic devices in our everyday lives, let alone for commerce and for security, we are all active players now in the information environment, and that's why people should be interested in information warfare. There's no real deterrence from a defensive posture. The deterrence comes from the ability to reach out and touch an adversary at a time and place of your choosing.
Military leaders saw pandemic as a unique opportunity to test propaganda techniques on Canadians. Forces report says, and they gave a press conference, how they scared you for your own good. You don't have to listen to Vice or listen to me. You could go read the NATO and Pentagon and Canadian and all the reports. It's all the exact same stuff. Dividing you, making you feel alone, dividing people according to sexual lines and skin pigment. All really nasty, evil stuff. And that's what this is. Have us all fight with each other and just hit us with the most poisonous propaganda about how we're all bad, except Apple that owns the slave factories and suicide nets around them. They're good because they love Black Lives Matter and have black spokespersons. Doesn't matter if they're running slave colonies around the world. As long as they've got a black spokesperson, it's okay. You know, Xi Jinping can have death camps, too. I mean, he's Asian, so he can do no wrong because the bad people are the white people. This is pure nightmare authoritarianism, and it's not just run by the PSYOP people at the Pentagon. They're just legitimizing it through that. I mean, this is just insane. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones, and the quickening is upon us. The quickening of the quickening. I have a ton of governmental announcements and mainline studies and scientific reports that have just come together in what I would call a political, cultural, military, economic, biomechanical, biomedical alignment. And we have Dr. Richard Fleming, who in the last few months went out. He's a PhD, MD, and also a lawyer. He holds a bunch of patents with different types of resonance machines, so he's the top of his field. He went out and hired some top lab doctors when the FDA would not answer his questions or give him any of their raw data, and they went and got Pfizer vaccines, so-called vaccine for COVID-19, and they tested it themselves. And they're going to premiere the findings here today. He did a 32-minute report yesterday that just went live today at man.video. Because he's been censored so many places, he decided to premiere it here. Because he has courage and so do we, so birds of a feather fly together. He'll be joining us in the third hour. But when you look at it, this is all under microscopes and under electron microscopes. And then this is all done in professional, official, certified labs. In vitro. But we know what happens. The average person is going to have crystals slowly grow in them and is slowly going to die of prion-type diseases and blood clots. And 64% of people in tests in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. and Australia, all at about 64%. Some are 62, some are 66, but the average is about 64%. Just type that in. 64% of those that take Pfizer shot get blood clots. The D-dimer test. And they now had medical clinics around the world do the test, and it's always above 62%. Very precise, within just a few points. The D-dimer shows, you know, they do a D-dimer, and they don't have blood clots. They do a D-dimer, and within a few days, 60-plus percent have blood clots. So we know what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely insane. So they did these tests, a bunch of them. And they found a bunch of, just like the Japanese government did, metal particulates and other things in it. The Japanese found it in the Moderna, but he found it the Pfizer. It's in both. Others have found it the Pfizer as well. But that wasn't the big issue. That was bad enough. That's enough to recall it. It created a chain reaction within minutes that even other chemicals and things they tested didn't do. Saline solutions, other things. But when you put the Pfizer liquid from the mRNA Frankenshot into a Petri dish with fresh blood, been drawn out of somebody's arm and put in, it has a chain reaction in minutes, turning it from bright red, oxygenated blood is red, unoxygenated is blue, into brown, brick brown. Now, what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that it is clotting, living cells clotting. quickly. And you can put all sorts of other chemicals in blood. It doesn't do that. This stuff is designed to do it. Now, that's why when they give these in particularly long needles for a normal vaccine and they're putting it in deep, and normally in the old days, until about 2 years ago, they would pull back to make sure they hadn't hit an artery or a vein or a larger capillary, because if you injected any, even regular vaccines into a vein or artery, it could kill somebody, could have a really bad reaction. They don't do that now. They just plunge it in and inject it. That's on record. That's how the UN orders you to do it. And so if you're unlucky enough for it to go into a larger vessel, one of the sub-vessels of an artery or a vein, and then it gets directly in, it hits your brain, you're going to have a big fat blood clot in minutes in your brain, and you're going to be hitting the ground. And the body's hit the ground, and the body's hit the ground. So that's what's going on there. That's what medical doctors and nurses have said they've learned of this. Because sometimes people collapse, the blood just starts coming right out of the arm as well. So this is incredible bioweapon. And it's really biomechanical because it's a nanoparticle. So we're going to be laying that out with him in the third hour today. His full 30-minute breakdown is at man.videofreeworldnews.tv. The system obviously will come after us for putting this out, but that's okay. That's our job. And I really want to ask you for yourself and your children's future and everybody's future that you get this information and share it, because the globalists wouldn't be censoring us if that resistance was futile. Resistance is not futile. So as they say, the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was unwinnable. Now, I don't want to just cover that the third hour. I thought I'd give you a large stack of news this week from governments and others admitting stopping the shots, Pfizer, Moderna, you name it. First it was AstraZeneca and J&J. But now they're stopping the Moderna and the Pfizer around the world from massive increases in heart attacks, blood clots, and so much more. And then we actually have the slide presentation of Dr. Fleming right here for you as well. We're going to be going over that before he joins us. And then the really huge news about the official rollout of the vaccine passport here and how they plan to implement it forcibly on all of us in the near future incrementally. We've got that key stack. And then this really important stack about Bolsonaro, who is a big friend of the show and a great patriot. Boy, I wish Trump was as hardcore as him. He gave an interview and warned that this is a manufactured virus with the HIV delivery system, and that it turns off a large portion of your killer T's. Now, that's Pfizer spokespersons admitting that and scientists admitting that going back a year, and they're just normalizing it like it's no big deal, and that your immune system is lowered after you take the shots, both Moderna or Pfizer. And that basically it's devastating. And in fact, a lot of scientists have likened it to HIV. But HIV kills T lymphocytes. This just deactivates killer Ts. T lymphocytes are the super generals that program the captains and then the soldiers of the killer Ts. So this turns off killer Ts. HIV kills T lymphocytes that train the killer Ts. And he gave a well-reasoned interview, but he's a president of a major country. Even if he was wrong, that's for you to judge, but he was dead on. So Facebook, Instagram, and all of them, including YouTube, worked in unison to ban him and to take not just that video, but other videos down of him speaking, to punish him for doing a newspaper interview. You see that? And I mean, I think Bolsonaro should just arrest the executives of those companies in his country for espionage and for censorship of the head of state. I mean, this is just insane suppression of information. But I've got a whole stack I'm going to show you of them admitting everything Bolsonaro said, mainstream news. See, his crime is just being a good man and telling the truth. So we're going to fact check that for you as well. By the way, I printed off articles backing Bolsonaro up in about a minute. I just typed in HIV delivery system, COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccine pulled because of false HIV positives. COVID-19 vaccines linked to lower immunity. And it's just thousands of articles. I mean, most of it from the enemy. But they bury it to cover their ass. They don't put it up in the front headline. So it has HIV insertions that came out 20 months ago on InfoWars. And it also came out on Zero Hedge. There it is in February. And we had all the guests and experts on. And it's just all true. It's all known. So there's that stack. And then it gets into the inflation and how the globalists are shutting the country down and how they're stoking race war and new huge developments on the listing parents that protest critical race theory or tranny time or drag queen pedophile time at the schools. The FBI is actually going to people's houses now. Just pure red terror, fear-mongering, just to see if we'll all just stand down and cower because they think we're a bunch of cowards. No, we've been asleep and we've been lazy, globalists. And so it's going to backfire on the globalists. We're going to be looking at all that. Plus, I know for a fact now that they've got people testifying to the January 6th Democrat witch hunt trial targeting me and really trying to develop some type of operation where then Congress demands I be indicted. They've already done that to Steve Bannon. And so they've got a big stack of news on that front. And just so much more here today. But we are now in the thick of the battle against the globalists. And all I can tell you is please support those local AM and FM stations, those local TV stations, and use the Internet now while you still can to send out the link, Infowars.com/show, band.video, freeworldnews.tv. Because the truth lives at Infowars.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The House of Texas. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Let me go ahead and just start digging right into it for you. The world is waking up to Fauci and what a demon he is. And I've talked about this on air, but I almost feel like I haven't done a good enough job because I knew all this. In fact, we covered this on the air over the years when I probably interviewed, let's not exaggerate, 50 people early on, 50 scientists and others, at least 50, probably about 75 or something, I think about it, when I was first on air the first 10 years. And then I have a tendency when I've covered something 50, 60, 70, 100 times, like the Federal Reserve being private or 9/11 being an inside job or giant government finders case, CIA, child kidnapping, snuff film rings. By the way, that came out in the newspapers in the late 80s. Snuff films, CIA, D.C., a whole warehouse full of kids. I mean, they caught them doing it. Once I've covered something, let's say 100 times, I tend to just go, okay, I'm done, move on. But this morning, I had the great boom operator over there, John, say, hey, you need to cover Fauci. It's coming out. About how he tested experimental HIV drugs on orphans. And as soon as he said that, I remembered interviewing a bunch of medical doctors about it back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it just hit me like a whole data dump. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I had the Hemophiliac Society on from Canada, and I had the doctor on from Little Rock, and so it all starts popping in my head about people being firebombed that exposed it. People being kidnapped. People I had on ended up being murdered and found tortured to death. See, now you know why I tend to, after I've already covered something, I just go, okay, I'm done with that now, and I wall it off purposely because I can't handle it. You talk about Gnarls Barkley, you know, song about, does that make me crazy? Because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. And so, yeah. This is good for the public, though, to be waking up to this. That you think Fauci just paid millions of dollars to have dogs have their vocal cords removed and then have their heads put inside an enclosure with flesh-eating, maggot-laying bugs? I mean, do you think he just did that? No. They, in America, on black children. Hell, this was a huge story in the 90s. Yeah, there it is. Bipartisan legislators demand answers from Fauci on cruel puppy experiments. And then now, I remember in the 90s and the 2000s it came out, tens of thousands of black children, because that's what Fauci wanted to test on, like Joseph Mengele wanted to test on certain types of children. And there were all those articles about the NIH and CDC testing experimental HIV drugs that they knew were killing people on children that had been born with HIV. AIDS drugs tested on foster children by Fauci, CBS News. And that's 2005. Yeah, that's about the last time. See how good my memory is? I said the late 1990s and the early 2000s. He never saw it again, ladies and gentlemen. And this isn't about how much I know. I'm telling you, people think I like make stuff up because it sounds so horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't tell you 1% because I can't even deal with it. In fact, when I just opened my mind up, and the crew, we didn't script this, and they're just typing in whatever I say, and it's coming up. Whenever I start thinking about this, I just remembered hundreds of projects Fauci ran, specifically himself, that where he didn't just test deadly HIV drugs on children. They tested a bunch of other illegal drugs and a bunch of experimental garbage, and they got caught giving foster children diseases. I mean, you don't think they just stopped with injecting black people with syphilis. Now, when you turn on the TV and you see every spokesperson for drug companies being a black man or woman or black child, they tell you, whites, you're guilty and evil. You've been mean to blacks. Now, the blacks are our spokespersons. And then the very group they're attacking and murdering and killing, they use as a shield to cover up what they're doing. I mean, that's basic camouflage, isn't it? What did German soldiers do in World War II during D-Day with their Battle of the Bulge? They tried to send in thousands of trained Germans that could speak good English, some of which had been raised in the U.S., to try to get through the U.S. lines. But pretty soon they would ask them, hey, who won the World Series last year? Or, oh, really, what town are you from? Tell me that. And then, boom, they would catch them. And it's the same thing here. Yep, that's all this is, ladies and gentlemen, is the equivalent of Germans in World War II putting on U.S. Army uniforms. It's pure crap. They can hire Run DMC all day to say, fight the racist white, shot. He actually says that. And they show a eugenics tree from my film Endgame that I exposed. They actually show documents that we went to the library and got that nobody else had put out in decades. And that's directly countering Endgame is Run DMC so they can murder black people. I mean, you can't make that up. Bet he got some good cash for that. Must feel good. Work for the devil. So that's how this is, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates is now the number one cause of polio worldwide. Source Reuters. I tried to fact check Joe Rogan when I was on last October. Turned out they had to retract the retraction because it was true that Reuters headline, Bill Gates' sponsored vaccine, number one cause of polio worldwide. So we put an image up of the Tuskegee doctors injecting black people with syphilis and not letting them know they were going to die over it in horrible pain over 40 years. We got Gates doing the same thing right next door with polio. You want to be paralyzed? Oh, liberal. Oh, but it's so liberal. And then Noam Chomsky. I mean, if anything's close to Hitler in America, it's Noam Chomsky. Little baby Hitler, Noam Chomsky. He is now trying to, I guess, do to America what happened under Hitler to some of his ancestors in Ukraine. Noam Chomsky says lock people up in ghettos. Lock people up in their homes. And he says he doesn't worry about them getting food. He says that, okay, I'm not worried if they get food. Just lock them up in their houses. Yes, put us in a Warsaw ghetto like Poland. Put us in a ghetto like in Germany. Put us in a ghetto like Hungary, Romania. Yes, yes, put those dirty Americans in there right now, you creepy, evil garden gnome. Garden gnome, Commie Chomsky. We're going to be playing that clip coming up. But it's just unbelievable. But yes, it's coming out that Fauci had dogs chained inside special cages so their heads could be eaten off by flesh-eating bugs while they begged for their lives. And I told you, the globalists call that sweet music. They don't just do it to dogs, they do it to children. It's called maggoting, where they chain you down and then let screw flies go up your nose and lay eggs in your brain. And then that's a ritual they conduct. By the way, I'm on record years ago telling you that. On record. On record, I know what the Satanists did. Hey, sorry. In fact, they do stuff even far beyond maggoting. But they love to hear you beg, and they love to hear the pain of children starving to death begging for mommy. Okay, we're going to come back and tell you more about all this on the other side. But these are demon, psychotic child molesters that want to murder you and your family. you're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021, this is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the Infowar while getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfowarStore.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fauci is getting exposed right now. I'm about to really get into it and then all of this other really earth-shaking news. But I was talking last segment about how it's coming out that Fauci did secret medical experiments on black children and other poor children, but mainly black children, over 90%. And they would even go and pay mothers to sign over one of their 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. This was in the news at the time when it came out. And the mother wouldn't want to do it. And they'd say, listen, we're going to take that 2-year-old and do medical experiments on them if you don't let us have the 9-year-old. So that's who Fauci is. And so when you see the Democrats out there worshiping him and, oh, my God, we've got to do whatever he says. And so what if they chained up dogs with their head inside a hole to another enclosure full of sand flies burrowing in and eating them alive and then laying eggs inside their flesh? I mean, so what? That's a kind of a nice liberal thing to do. He's Fauci. You're not allowed to question Fauci. Oh, you questioned Fauci on ivermectin. You're banned. Oh, you questioned Fauci on gain of function. You're banned. Oh, you questioned Fauci on natural immunity being better than the vaccine. Oh, Rand Paul, your speech is banned. Do it again. You'll be taken off YouTube permanently. But Donald Trump didn't have a dog at the White House, so he's bad because he didn't have a dog. And I'll say that is kind of a strike against him. But I get it. He grew up in Manhattan. Not a good place for a dog. But I'm sarcastic about that. Fauci's torturing dogs to death. And I said, but nobody cares about the children, the thousands of which they did studies on in the last year with the Pfizer and Moderna shots, and a bunch of deaths and illnesses and heart attacks that is in the news today because they're going public. And a bunch of lawsuits are getting filed as we speak in places like Texas. We'll know about that by next week. That's when the big one gets filed, I'm told. So this is just a massive, massive time to be alive, and people can get upset about dogs. So maybe the world will be saved by puppies. Because we don't care about black kids or white kids. We don't care about children being tested on with their parents signing them on for experiments. Maybe we care about puppies. But I remember reading about the VA in the last 20-plus years, where they would not take care of veterans to a point, and things were so dirty that they would even restrain veterans, and especially old ones, and that screw flies would go up their nose and lay eggs in their sinus and would then eat their brain. And then we learned about cases where that's one thing that psychopaths and occultists have been known to do. And you hear that, and you go, that can't be real. It is real. And I was just mentioning that last segment. You can try to search it and find it, but it's last time I saw that was probably 15 years ago in the news. But good old John Harmon, our great crew member who's been here 18 years, been a producer, affiliate relations director, he remembers that. So I caught him in the break room getting a donut. He was getting a donut. And I was lusting over the donuts, but didn't eat one because I already ate one earlier. And I said, you remember me talking about the maggots and all that? He goes, yeah, maggoting. So, again, I'm not making this up. He goes, yeah, I remember Rothkopf, too. You talked about that a few weeks ago, Rothkopf. So I said, why don't you repeat that? And then he goes, yeah, I'll talk about Thomas Barnett, too. So I drug him in here real quick, tell people that I'm not BSing.
You are not BSing. You talked about maggoting and all this stuff for how many years? I mean, long-time listeners can attest to that, too. I mean, all this stuff that you laid out, that's why Thomas Rothkopf, when you got him on as a guest during the break, he legit recruited Alex Jones. And we were both kind of like, whoa, did that just happen? Just because he was explaining how you assess things and how you can kind of see through the fog of things. Most people can't do that. Most people don't get it. And that's why when you talk about like tomorrow's news today and how you kind of Alex Jones connects the dots that most people don't really grasp or understand, you kind of cut through that fog. That's why Rothkopf was like, hey, you should just join up with us.
He's like, come to New York next week. We'll sign you on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just remember that moment. I was like, whoa, did that just happen? We should have been recording this during the break. But
and he went on. He said, you know, there's only 6,000 superclass. You can be the leader of the American populist group, which was a smart thing for him to be trying to recruit me. My point is, he's the only one that ever did it in front of somebody and didn't say it was off record.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that hangs out with Kissinger and all these guys.
Well, he's the head of the Kissinger group. Yeah, he's like Kissinger's minion. So is Klaus Schwab.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal. So when you mention that, I'm always like, yeah, I actually remember that. That's actually true. And a lot of people, I mean, they hear what InfoWars puts out there and Alex Jones puts out, and it's hard to believe, but it's just kind of mind-blowing how...
And then you remember the Thomas Barnett thing. I'm sure you said it was mind-blowing?
Yeah, Thomas Barnett. I mean, all those interviews. I mean, I remember after the show, these guys would call me up on my extension in my office and just say, hey, you know, I'm a listener to Alex Jones. He would mention his name, and I would, like, Google him after the phone call and go, whoa, this guy's like a Fortune 500, you know, major CEO of a company. He would say that, you know, out in Hollywood, everyone was just talking about Alex Jones at dinner parties and stuff.
Did you remember when we got called by the head of HARP?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They invited us up there, too. Up to check out the facility.
And then they put an Air Force colonel on the line, though, when the guy talked about how they can ignite the atmosphere. They said, that's it, this interview is over.
Yeah, they interrupted. They jumped in. That was crazy. Yeah.
You know, that was probably 16 years ago. We've got to find that archive.
It's somewhere. Maybe the old network has it, or maybe Good Old West has it somewhere stashed. But, yeah. These things really happen. It's kind of
tell you what. I'll put $1,000 bounty on anybody finds that head of HARP interviewed on InfoWars, because they contacted you, and then we checked it out, and indeed they're like, "Oh, Alex, we're not bad." Because back then, folks, they were trying to get me recruited before we got big. These guys are smart. That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why people think this stuff is like, you know, Alex Jones just watched too many X-Files, but, I mean, once you get into this, it usually takes, like, one little topic that you kind of see past the BS, and it kind of, you know, awakes you or unlocks your mind, and then that's why people watch InfoWars, because they're just like, wow, I get it.
Well, it's like me saying, yeah, you know, Chris Carter's a big listener, and we talk some, and then years later, he gives an interview, and I love Alex Jones. He's not a racist. Yeah. He's a good guy. My new X-Files is based on Alex Jones. And we're like, whoa, you weren't lying. Yeah, folks, we've been big for a long time. And it's not about bragging about how big we are. It's the fact that you changed the world by supporting us. We all did this together. Every man, woman, and child that listens to the show and supports it, especially people that did it 25, 28 years ago. Folks, you changed the world, and you just don't know how important you are.
Yeah, even Dean Haglund, one of the characters on The Lone Gunman from The X-Files, he showed up at your doorstep. I was like, whoa, Alex, the CIA actually puts... They give us stories to put in our episodes so people think it's just like science fiction stuff, so they kind of poo-poo it. But, I mean, remember that. That was crazy.
And now they're putting shots of Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, that was in World War II with weather weapons. I remember he was like 92 years old. At this time, still running a major weather control company. Just incredible.
Yeah, weather modification.
And that was because they just declassified thousands of pages from the 60s when he was leading squadrons into Vietnam to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So I called him and got him flown from Lubbock to Austin the next day. But then he got called by national security groups and wouldn't come back on after that. So, again, that's how we used to operate. Like, look, this just got declassified. The leader of it was Ben Livingston. Says he lives in Lubbock. Call Lubbock. And then, boom, he's on the show.
Yeah, that was so awesome, being just a board ops, just the audio guy 18, 19 years ago. Just hearing all these conversations, calling up all these guys, you know, as guests or whatever, and hearing the conversations behind the scenes, and a lot of the stuff off air, that was crazy. Like the DC madam that supposedly hung herself, she was always, you know, you're like, you're not going to kill yourself. She's like, no, I'm not going to kill myself, and exposing all these things. And then she kills herself. She hangs herself like a month after.
And then remember Thomas Barnett, one of the top war college guys, was like, he's like, you'll never defeat us, the New World Order. And I'm like, you'll never defeat America. He goes, we will. Remember that?
Yep. And then he bailed on the interview. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like during the break. You'll never stop our New World Order. Like, literally like that. All right, John, I just thought we'd tell a little bit of those stories. It's just behind-the-scenes stuff. We're going to come back with Noam Chomsky wanting you to be locked in your home and have no food. But he's a loving liberal, so it's okay. We're going to talk about this monster showing his real stripes when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on this Tuesday, October 26th transmission. We have just done a lot. We've gone through a lot together, and we couldn't have done any of it without you, the listeners and viewers, who are not spectators. The fact that you spread the word, that you pray for us, that you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com has changed the world. And now the globalists, who've known how effective InfoWars is for over a decade, we were kind of under the radar before that, are just in a complete and absolute firestorm in an attempt to get us off the air. So please pray for us, and please continue to spread the word. I did a lot of preparation for today's show, and I've absolutely got to cover the attempted race war news, the over-the-top important COVID-19 development news, the latest Bill Gates implantable microchip news that is just so massive, all of the information coming out about Fauci, who they've raised to the level of a deity in the corporate media, and just how horrible and evil this true Joseph Mengele is. I mean, if telling black mothers, we're going to take your 9-year-old for medical experiments, sign the papers, or we'll take your 2-year-old. I mean, that came out in court. That was confirmed. They had to settle. Then what else will they do? I mean, who is like that? Who acts like that? Well, Joseph Mengele did stuff like that, the angel of death. So there is a certain percentage of research scientists that are psychopaths. And we know that historically. I mean, how many Marvel comic plots are on that? And how many fiction movies have a mad scientist, doing stuff at the secret lab? That's because that stuff really happens. That stuff really goes on. How many doctors and nurses do they catch killing babies or killing patients? I had Dr. Bartlett on a few months ago, and he said, yeah, the best people I've met have been doctors, and the worst people have been doctors. A certain percent are psychopaths that went and got that job because they wanted to be able to kill people and hurt people and get away with it. Just like 95% of people in the military are in there because of their family or a job or they want to serve. But about 5% are because they want to kill people and they get off directly on it. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's who's attacking us, and that's who's carrying this out. So the guy running the whole global UN, Wuhan lab, COVID-19 operation, the guy that cooked it up, the guy that lied to Congress, the guy that runs the big media, that runs big tech, that's censoring us, is the guy chaining dogs up so flesh-eating bugs can eat them and injecting kidnapped black kids with deadly drugs. I mean, he makes Ed Buck look like a saint. So this isn't Silence of the Lambs where he'll cook your liver and have it with a fine Chianti. This isn't fictional Baron Harkonnen tearing people's hearts out or blowing up desert planets. This is the real world. This isn't true crime with Woody Harrelson and other actors like Matthew McConaughey finding devil worshippers in Louisiana. This is the real world. And, of course, it wasn't just monkeys, like I said. It wasn't just beagles. It was all sorts of other animals that they were testing all manner of torture on because it's their religion. They're not doing it for a reason. They like it. I told the story of my dad at 15 years old, one summer, being sent to MD Anderson Cancer Research Institute because he signed up, he thought, with NASA, the federal government. And, you're in UT, and, you're going to go to this laboratory, and you're going to do this. He's like, this isn't NASA. And, of course, he was being prepped to be like a Fauci type because he had the best test scores in the state of Texas at that time. And it was the same thing. My dad told me, well, most doctors are nice, but some are really crazy. And I said, well, what? And he said, well, this is what went on at MD Anderson. This is what I saw in the cancer ward. I saw medical doctor scientists, research scientists, injecting people with lethal stuff and, like, sexually getting excited about it. I remember my dad, I was a kid, describing them injecting rats, mice, and then later humans he saw with stuff that people signed on to, by the way, to basically for medical science, knowing they were about to die in a month or whatever to do it. That's the type of stuff goes on in secret research things. But my point is, that's what we're dealing with. That's who we're under the control of. And then it makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? And so to have a debate with everybody about whether this exists or not is ridiculous. It's all out in the open, and I've had them try to hire me at least 6 or 7 times off record and once on record. And so I know how real the New World Order is, okay? Because most other men just sell out because they want to fly around in private jets and helicopters and, be part of the establishment. And most people don't even get an offer to be in the establishment. But to me, it's not like, aren't I cool? It's like being offered to, jump down a black hole into hell. But it's just time to wake up and to realize that and to face it. Yep, there it is. What I saw and what they did to the children. Yep, there they are killing kids. Just get it off the screen. I can't even look at this crap. And Wuhan showed it. Who ran the show? Who sees you with as little value as a lab rat or as a guinea pig? Anthony, our Lord and Savior, Fauci. So I'm going to hit that, but first I want to get into Noam Chomsky, and then we've got Dr. Fleming, who's an MD, PhD, and a lawyer, very, very respected. He went and hired some top scientists, laboratory scientists, to do the test on live blood whole human blood in vitro, and the findings are exactly what you thought it would be, but even more shocking. Yeah, wonder why it's causing blood clots, why it's causing... A cobra can't bite you and make your blood clot as good as this. I mean, this is some deadly stuff for the tiny amount you get put in your body. It causes a chain reaction of blood clotting in the body. And if it gets into a capillary or a vein or an artery, it's picked up by a capillary and put back into a larger artery or vein, and it hits your brain, you are going to be convulsing and probably dying that day. But they're not meant to kill you right away. It's just sometimes they hit a vein or something, so meant to kill you in a couple of years slowly, but they'll suck the money out first. So that's coming up. But, we're breaking this here because he's already tweeted about it and started to talk about it, but Joe told me he was getting ready to go after Fauci on the dog stuff days ago. So now there's an article out on InfoWars. Rogan's set to take on Fauci over puppy torture, sparking new clash with mainstream media. You heard it here first. So that's coming up next segment. I'm going to back up some of the background on that for you as well. But watch them come in and defend Fauci and torturing dogs to death. And then, of course, Joe can then hit him with, oh, what about inner city kids with deadly experimental, unauthorized by the FDA HIV drugs that killed them, that turned off their immune system and shriveled them up and made them die, basically like chemotherapy. Well, that's how you love the black people, is you kill them. So see how the left and all the Twitter supporters and Instagram supporters see who you are? You're very proud of yourselves now because you're on the winning team, you think, just like the Nazis thought that. All right. Two big announcements here. I have not launched the new specials today because I've been too busy with all this breaking news until 10 o'clock last night to come up with new specials. Plus, so much of our best-selling products are sold out, so they're really, I don't know what to have on special. Other than DNA Force Plus is still 40% off for today, and then that is it, because I got to come up with new specials today. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's going to be 40% off for at least a week longer. Brain Force Ultra is 25% off, but at current sales rates, it will sell out today. Brain Force Ultra is an amazing, clean, focused, fast-acting nootropic, but I like it because it wears off quick, unlike Turbo Force. It's amazing that you take in the morning and have 10 hours of raging energy with little or no hangover. This is super fast-acting, super smooth, and also dissipates very, very quickly, at least when I use it, and that's what folks are saying. It's got a bunch of five-star reviews, 100% review right there. That is Brain Force Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the other announcement. I told you that we have trouble keeping enough funds in to buy enough product out, because sometimes it takes so long with supply chain breakdowns to get the product. And so an old friend of mine that does a lot of marketing and runs a lot of really successful sites outside of ours said, hey, how about I just give you extra money? You can buy some extra product out and then allot some of that to me so that when you're sold out or not discounting your best sellers, we'll have it over on this site. And you'll also will be a sponsor to you for the other great products we've got. Started talking about that 6 months ago. It finally got launched and we're ready with it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing 50% off.com. Please give them an overhead shot. I want to show them how to spell this out. 50% off.com. And if we can, let's pull that up for me. Thanks. 50% off.com. That's in letters, not numbers. 50% off.com. Yeah, that's good. Put that back on the screen. Thanks. This is an exclusive new outlet with survival, preparedness, fitness tech, and so much more with the best prices. And they'll always have multiple items discounted at higher rates or that are sold out and discounted at higher rates of at least 50% at 50%off.com. 50%off.com. So you can get DNA Force Plus at 50% off and Brain Force Ultra at 50% off at 50%off.com. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I am taping this update on the morning.